Anyway, I'm going to take our news stories a bit further south now with a story that penguins living in the Antarctic have changed their minds about their favourite food and a change of diet that could have been triggered by the hunting of whales and seals over the last 200 years. Now, you might think that an obvious way to find out what a penguin has been eating would be to have a look inside its stomach. But that's only useful, of course, if your penguin is still alive. But luckily, penguins live up to that old cliche of you are what you eat, because they leave behind traces of what they ate in their eggshells that they lay and in their feathers and their bones.
When you say traces, is that like a chemical fingerprint then?
Yes, that's right. It's a chemical fingerprint that we're looking at. And in fact, it's a balance of two compounds or isotopes, if you like, called carbon-13 and nitrogen-15. Now, these both occur naturally in the environment, but in different ratios in different types of animals. And that's the key to this question that Stephen Emsley and William Patterson from the United States were setting about to investigate in the diets of Adélie penguins, which live around the Antarctic continent. And they took eggs and feather samples from both modern-day penguins and the fossilised remains of penguins that lived up to 38,000 years ago.
So how's it changed?
So what happens is they're looking at this ratio of C13 to N15, and that basically has, it's gone up, I think. Is that the right way around? Yes. It turns out that the ancient fossil penguins had isotope ratios that hinted at their diet being mainly made of fish, because that's the kind of signature, if you like, that you see if you look at a fish. And that's different to what you might see if you looked at krill, kind of a type of crustacean. Those are those little shrimp-like creatures that fill the cold
ocean. So the
oceans.
Penguins have change from eating one thing to eating another.
Basically, we see that they were predominantly eating fish, it seems, before, but very recently, modern penguins seem to have flipped their diet and are eating krill.
When you say modern, how recent is this?
I think it's in the last 100 years.
So could that be us? Is that because we're depleting the oceans of fish, so they're having to eat something different?
I think it's two things. Partly it's the fish are going down because we're starting to fish the fish that live in the Southern Ocean, things like Patagonian toothfish and stuff like that. But it's also that for hundreds of years we've been hunting the whales and seals, which are naturally the predators of the krill. And there is this phenomenon that we are seeing more krill being more abundant in the Southern Ocean.
So there's
oceans.
More krill, so the penguins are thinking, rather than go for the fish, which is difficult, I'll go for the krill.
And that's quite a good... it's obviously a sensible thing for them to do. The problem is now, we've also noticed that there are more krill, and there's plans afoot to start fishing them ourselves. And you know why? Because we don't actually eat krill ourselves. I don't think they're very tasty for humans, but they are good for those fish that we grow in farms.
Oh, of course.
So we make them into fish meal, and that's the plan, which could be a problem if we start then competing with the penguins for the food that they prefer now, and there may not even be enough fish for them to switch back to fish.
Is there any evidence that the penguins are worse off eating the krill?
No, I think they're fine. I think they're doing okay. But as long as we don't start pitching too much of their krill...
Upset the apple cart even more.
Yeah, indeed.